Store.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love, December 4th, 2010. And I've got a Christmas message today. I'm going to a little bit off the subject of Planet X and the galactic alignment. So I thought I'd give a little more of an upbeat, positive view on this time of shifting of the ages. And some of you who've gone to my website and the archive page, if you're looking at this in the future, I have two articles linked there that kind of key into the spirit of the times in terms of a Christmas message. One is, blessed be the reason for the season, and I'm going to go into that a little bit. And both of these messages are dealing with the understanding of time, the new time, the end of time as we have known it, the beginning of a new time, consciousness shift in the way we perceive time. And the other message is the Manger Manifesto. This is the 12 Gifts of Christ Mass Conscience. And again, this is referencing in multiple ways an understanding of a shift in perceptions, a dimensional shift, a shift of energies, a shift in consciousness and the way we perceive time. So this first message, blessed be the reason for this season. I'm going to go into that first because it gives a really good orientation to this message of the moment, which is the future of time. So this is the gifting season, and the gifting of the present is the future of time, the full presence ideally of Christ-like love, cosmic love, universal love, the spirit of love, and this is, of course, the reason for the season. And for some of us, this is an emotional time with the ghosts of many Christmas past times affecting our gifting in the present. And this way of perceiving time as an emotional time is one of the four ways of perceiving times and the four typologies or the archetypal ways of knowing time that I'm going to be going into from an article that I provided here called The Future of Time. This is my gift this Christmas season. I put a lot of time into the transcribing that article from Psychology of Today magazine article that really is amazing to me and really speaks to different ways of perceiving time that we all have. And it's from the book called The Future of Time, and you can read that article. I've provided that link under this first gift article called The Reason for the Season. So for others, this time and the way we perceive time is more of a time to think about the continuity of jobs, family, or the continuity of our nation and what legacy we will gift to our children. Still, there are some others who consider action is the only appropriate response to this time, this season, and action is the gifting with the spirit that matters. Others intuitively know that big changes are coming, getting past the past, looking forward to peace on earth, and wondering how this gift of peace on earth will manifest to fulfill the divine destiny of the family of man. So these four ways of perceiving time, emotionally, mentally, more immediate, essentially, and you might say intuitively with the future sense, these four ways of perceiving time says a lot about the giver as well as the receiver, and how we perceive time actually defines how we love. So for more appropriate gift giving, consider which of the four ways of perceiving time correspond to not just yourself, but also your loved ones. And personally, I aspire to a future vision. I'm more of the intuitive with future time. And I aspire to a future vision of wholeness and healing for humanity. And my gifting to you is this vision. And this vision is this article that I've provided that you can read at your own speed and your interest. It's an article that really gets into, you might say, modern psychology, the archetypes of Jung, and four ways of perceiving time, and four personality types. And you can read that to kind of tune into which personality type is yours, your loved ones, and how appropriate gifting is sensitive to a person's perception of time. People are motivated for their reasons, not necessarily our reasons. And so this is, I thought, would be an interesting way to provide kind of a, you might say, a time-sensitive way to look at this season and the reason for the season with an expanded vision of what cosmic love is all about. So I provided that link on the future of time, and if you read that article, The Reason for the Season, that I've provided on the Cosmic Love homepage, there's a meditation there, a beautiful some music by Andrea Bocelli. Not sure if I pronounced his name right. There's a picture of him, and there's a link that you can tune into. And there's some and also an inspirational movie called The Power of Love movie that you can take a break while you're reading The Future of Time or on your own time. You can read that. You can check out that short YouTube video, a little inspirational movie on the power of love, The Reason for the Season. So I thought I'd provide that as a starter. And those who are interested in gifting, you might say, in a more of a larger cosmic sense, a larger vision of cosmic love. There's this article I provided called The Manger Manifesto and the 12 Gifts of Christ Mass Conscience. Now, that subject, The Manger Manifesto, is along the lines of weaving the web of light with the Festival of Lights. This is whether you're referring to the season of Christmas or Hanukkah or the Festival of Lights, sometimes called in different world religions and cultural motifs. The Manger Manifesto is in regard to, again, the reason for the season, weaving the web of light with the Festival of Lights. And the keynote here is the 12 Gifts of Christ Mass Conscience. And this understanding of higher conscience, the power of love, unity conscience, sometimes referred to as non-duality or singularity. There's a lot of names for this big shift of energies of consciousness, the dimensional shift, the energy shift, the galactic alignment. There's a lot of these words are being bannered around specifically the 2012 subject, which is more like the 2011 subject because the correct timeline, once it's corrected against the Gregorian calendar and other factors, that the real end of time as we have known it, the end date for the Mayan calendar, according to Carl Kalaman, PhD, one of the foremost authorities on the subject, he provides evidence, and I provide links on his evidence regarding the correct end date for the Mayan calendar is actually 2011, here in November in 2011. Of course, it doesn't happen all at once. There's not a flash of light or a critical mass awakening, 100th monkey effect where everyone's going to all of a sudden wake up. This process is already accelerating. It's been accelerating and for the last more than 5,000 years, the long count of the Mayan calendar. It's been accelerating gradually and increasingly like an exponential curve into through this last year. And as we all know, the rate of change is massively accelerating, and there's a lot of signature aspects of this acceleration of time and our perception of time, and our, you might say, the mass awakening to all things being unveiled as the veil thins rapidly at this time. One clear example in the physical is the internet phenomena. Virtually all time and space have been eliminated with the instant everywhere and interactive internet. And because of that, and with the interactive capabilities, there's been a massive explosion of information, with people sharing information and linking the light of information, linking consciousness, linking awareness, and where all things are becoming known. Ancient mysteries, modern-day mysteries, political, economic issues, exposés, the real story of what's going on, those who have multiple email lists that are not from alternative news sources know that we're just not told the real story, and that the mainstream media basically is a massive cover-up operation to maintain the status quo of a linear consciousness. But, you know, to hold that line, to hold the status quo, hold things together with social, political, and economic institutions, which are not serving the purpose for which they were created, but are serving their own purposes. And when I say that, they to a certain extent serve the purpose. They ostensibly serve the purpose of social conscience in our social networks. But the linear timeline of continuing the way things have done into the future is no longer sustainable. You know, the definition of insanity is that if you do what you've always done, you get what you've always got. But if you do what you've always done and expect different results, then obviously it's not going to happen. In other words, doing what we've always done at this point, maintaining the status quo and holding the linear timeline in the future, while all things are being unveiled, all knowledge is being, you know, all truth, the truth of the ages is being, in a very rapid sense, being unveiled to where people know better and want to do better. And the potential with this awakening for a lot of people is to be aware of how good things could be within the context of how bad things are. In other words, there's a nonlinear sense of, you might say, effective sensory perception, or ESP. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it. When you have effective sensory perception and you have a spherical conscience, you might say a social conscience of what would be best for all, within then the context of the linear timeline that's trying to maintain institutions that are really on the self-destruct course and no longer sustainable, it becomes kind of self-evident that things do have to change, and one way or the other, they're going to change. And this has been the thrust of the computer internet revolution, the instant everywhere interactive evolution revolution in higher consciousness that has brought us to this point, and that is an awareness of how good things can be with the opportunity, culture, social conscience, and our social networks. So I give a preface at the beginning of this article, The Manger Manifesto, which is kind of a summary of the imminent crisis that is now challenging mass denial and how this is now a do-or-die situation. And there are links on this imminent crisis. This, you know, the This has been the subject of former shows of the imminent crisis of a new awakening to realities, potentialities of how good things can be, and in the cosmic scheme of things, how good things will be. And in a sense, contextualizing then what is being exposed or unveiled in terms of how bad things really are. You might say the predatory policies of power without love, that's no longer sustainable. For example, the recent TSA insanity is just one symptom of systemic disease, and I provided a link on that with that article, TSA insanity, which is basically saying, "Don't grope me, bro." You know, don't grope me, and that whole subject of what's going on with the TSA is just one symptom of what's of the larger context of systemic disconnect in disease and social institutions that really are not serving the purpose for which they were created. So the real context that I'm leading up to is the future of time, that is now the end of time as we have known it. This whole frame of reference we have of mechanical time or linear time or clockwork time versus organic time of cycles within cycles within cycles. For an example, the Mayan calendar, which has more than a dozen cycles within the calendar that converge to reference a sense of time as an organic function of many natural cycles within cycles. So what we're really talking about with this end of time as we have known it is a new sense of time, the beginning of a unity conscience, which is the end of divisions, the divisive mindsets that we have as a function of linear time, mechanical time, clockwork time, which is not, you might say, in harmony with the cosmic clock of universal energies, universal cycles of our galaxy, of our solar system, and planetary cycles, moon cycles, and energies that are affecting us that we don't recognize with our prevailing concepts of linear time. So this may be a welcome message to some people to understand the big shift that's in process and why there seems to be a disconnect with so much awareness in the news of things happening and a disconnect with any real solution. And one of my expressions is there are no human solutions to human problems. There are only divine solutions to human problems. And human solutions only compound human problems. So this understanding of divine solutions is a whole new way of perceiving time. Time is a kind of a unified field of awareness that transcends the linear and embraces the nonlinear. It's sometimes referred to this nonlinear understanding as unity conscience, non-duality as a function of unity conscience. And this is what's happening. And because of that, all things are becoming known, unveiled at this time. There's a greater interest in that individuals have, many individuals have, with the understanding of who they really are as a function of, you know, what really is real. And do we have a message here, Seth? I hear a beeping sound. Hello?
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got a call in?
Yes.
Yes. I'll open the mic to you. What would you like to say?
I like to say, do you know much of the Illuminati?
Yes, that's a big factor. That's the linear timeline I was referring to, and those forces that are trying to maintain the status quo.
Yes. Do you think that they're very very secret to the world now?
Yeah, the Illuminati, it's being unveiled. There are numerous, anyone wants to know about the Illuminati, there are numerous websites and exposés, and you can Google the subject. And I followed, you might say, you know, this, the timeline or the mindset of this, of the dark side. I sometimes refer to them as those who are behind the New World odor that stinks to high heaven.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that a lot of people are really just finding out about for the first time. I mean, I've followed the subject for more than a decade now, and there's a lot of books on the subject. And maybe you've written David Icke's book on the Biggest Secret. David Icke has a book called The Biggest Secret. Have you heard about that book?
Excuse me, what did you say?
Have you ever heard of the book by David Icke called The Biggest Secret?
Oh, yes, I have heard of that.
Yeah, that book goes into the story behind the Illuminati. And actually, some people refer to, you know, the real energy behind the Illuminati. And this is what I'm kind of discussing on the show is the energies we're dealing with. There's an awakening to a wholly new sense of sensitivity to energies, and the energies of the Illuminati, you might say, are the energies of what Christians refer to as the principalities of darkness, or the sinister force, or the dark side, you know, the dark side of the force. And what's happening with a lot of people is they're waking up to both the dark side and the light side, and really we're talking about the power of love and versus the love of power, or vice versa. And there's a little bit of those energies within all of us, and of course, as you go into the dark side, I mean, it gets really fearsome. The subject of the Illuminati is just like a bottomless pit. The more you delve into it, the more depressed you get. It's harder to crawl out of the pit. And it's the shadow, you might say, of the light side. Yeah. And Carl Jung refers to this concept of the power of love and the love of power, and they're two sides of the same coin. And the more you go into one, the less you're into the other. One is the shadow of the other, you might say.
Yeah.
So I think it's a lot of people are waking up to, for the first time, that there is a dark side and dark side forces. And this is happening more in this timeline through 2012, which was really, according to the correct Mayan calendar end date, is really the end of 2011. And a lot of people at this time are just like really freaking because they're finding out that all the stuff with the economy wasn't by accident. It was by plan and intent. And
yes, very big plans.
Big plans. And, of course, their idea for a new world order, I sometimes refer to the Illuminati as the FPTB, the former powers that be. You know, they used to be the PTB, the powers that be, but now I call them the former powers that be because they've been exposed now, and people all over the world know about them. They know what's really going on. They know that things can't go on stripping the economy of all of its equity to go into the coffers of the power elite, because that's no longer sustainable. I mean, it's like, and I provide a link on the homepage of Cosmic Love. If you read that Manger Manifesto, it refers to the predatory policies of power without love. And if you click on that link, Predatory Policies, it goes in some really good recent articles from this last week that I got on the Internet on basically how it's official that the power elite are now making war on the middle class. And their agenda is to bring America down and bring the third world up, and where they meet is their new world order, that's the odor that stinks to heaven. So did you have a question about the Illuminati? Or?
Well, I've heard many stories about them having, you know, rituals with with Satans and stuff like that. Do they? What do you personally think of what they do in their rituals?
Well, you know, if you think one of their mainstream satanic rituals, one of those rituals you might say is endless warfare, where they sacrifice on the altar of their agenda, they sacrifice the light and the life of men and women in their youth, in their prime, on the altar of war.
Yes.
I mean, that's virtually, if you think about it, that's virtually a satanic ritual.
So what they to me, it sounds like they really want to bring down the world and try to take over it.
Well, their agenda, their unabashed agenda, you might say, is to own and control the physical and human resources of the planet.
Yes.
And we're talking about we're not talking about the billionaires behind the scenes. We're talking about the trillionaires who own the Federal Reserve banking system, which isn't federal and doesn't have any reserves. You know, the Federal Reserve is privately owned, and they control through economics, and they created and managed, you know, World War One, World War Two, to create debt, which they make profit on, because they own the banking system, and so basically, war is one of their prime agendas. But it's also, and people don't understand this, that we have an economics of scarcity, which is the value of scarcity. And that whole economic agenda is to conceal waste and destroy abundance to maintain scarcity, to keep prices and profit and control high. And one of the ways that they do that is with a healthcare system, which is actually a disease care system. You know, what we call healthcare is 97.5% disease care, and they indirectly cause disease with nutrition stripped and chemical laced food that makes you sick, and then they treat it with more chemicals, drugs for whatever ails you. And of course, the drugs then have side effects which compound the disease in the body until people are, you know, dying of cancer and losing their homes and their life savings in the last months of their life in intensive care in the hospital. I mean, it's, again, you might say that's a satanic ritual. You know, they're taking the life out of civilization, they're taking the life out of society, and they're making a killing in the process and laughing all the way to the bank. And I mean, I don't mean to sound too sinister, but, you know, the system is no longer sustainable, and it's getting to the point where people are waking up to it and realizing that this isn't right. Yeah.
Well, my last question would be, what do you really think would be in this occult, like the president or the FBI or, you know?
Well, that's a subject that I get into in that link that I provided in that article, the Manger Manifesto. I mean, the focus of that article is the 12 gifts of Christ's mass consciousness, but I begin on the preface by referencing the problem, you know, as like a do-or-die situation. And the predatory policies of the power elite, and if you read that article, it goes into how Obama himself, he may have the best intentions in the world, but all around him are people that don't have good intentions. They have intentions to put their corporate interests above the public interests, and it gets into examples of that in that article, and that And basically that how these powers that be have used Obama, and now he's kind of used up. And when I say that, not that he can't, you know, they can't still use him, so to speak, to put a nice face on a, you know, on the face of what's increasingly becoming monopoly capitalism of a very feudal nature, you know. And that article goes into that. Matter of fact, it's a very serious and sobering article, and I only began on that note to emphasize the urgency of the hour and how people are waking up to the problem as well as the solution. And it's a really a serious situation we're in, and there are serious solutions, you might say. And the real, what's really going on is not so much on the outer, but on the inner. Our consciousness is changing because the energetics of our galaxy, with this galactic alignment over this next year, the energies from the great central sun of our galaxy through our sun and our solar system to the DNA of our cells, there's an energetic reboot of our DNA and our consciousness, where a lot of people are just waking up and realizing that this too shall pass, that all these problems that we're seeing, obviously they had to surface and we have to know about them before we can, you know, all agree that we've got to do something different. Because like I was trying to say before, the definition of insanity is that if you do what you've always done but expect different results, that's not sane. And a lot of people are waking up for the first time that there really are occult forces. And occult just means secret. Throughout history, there have been powers that be, like the Roman Empire, that Christians were the occult forces back then because they couldn't talk openly about their Christianity or they'd get crucified. Yeah. Now, not so occult in that, the teachings of Christ were occult and they were secret because, and they were covered up because they couldn't be open. And of course, throughout the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages, you get, you know, women would get burned at the stake if they had gifts of the Holy Spirit. You know. It's kind of the same today. You know, you don't talk about Planet X or the Illuminati openly to a lot of people, or they'll think you're a nutcase. You know, they don't burn you at the stake, but they rake you over the coals. And so it's kind of the subject of the occult has been given a really negative connotation, that it's all things evil that are covered up. But it really, the key word, the word occult, the root word means is secret, that which is secret. Yes. But this is the time. This is the time, the end of time as we know it, when all these secrets are being exposed. All that's been occult is being unveiled, and it's, you know, the unveiling of the mysteries of God and all that's less than divine. All those things are coming out in the open now, and it's good to talk about it with a philosophical sense of this is an amazing time. These are very interesting times, to say the least.
But the world really would think that you are a nutcase if you try to openly say the Illuminati's out there and they're trying to take over. But since the world is just so caught up in the media and celebrities and stuff like that.
I sometimes refer to the mainstream media as kind of like the bread and circuses of ancient Rome. You know, it's infotainment and entertainment to basically, you know, the success cult, the cult of success, the pleasure cult, the cult of pleasure, the glamour cults, the cults of glamour. They're like cults. And there's the whole sports things that are like Colosseum spectaculars, like football stadiums, and it's not as brutal as it was in ancient Rome, but they're still Colosseum spectaculars where everyone's watching, you know, two teams beat themselves up, with the idea of one team winning. And again, it's kind of a diversion from the screaming issues of the hour, which is the level of inequality where, and if you read that article on predatory policies of the power elite, like there's 1% of Americans that have the vast majority of wealth and power, that it's just basically like in a parasitic way stripping the equity out of our homes, out of the economy, out of our lives, and out of the future of America. And it's really... this isn't sustainable, and this has to change. And, of course, people are waking up to it. And then it comes down to, you know, when people wake up to there's these dark forces, there's this dark side, there's these sinister forces, these principalities of darkness, they sooner or later come around to the solution that there's no human solutions to these human problems. There's only divine solutions to these human problems. And that human solutions are like that definition of insanity. It just compounds the human problems. So, did I answer your questions? So, did I answer your questions?
Yes. So,
Pardon?
It's becoming a very big deal if we, don't really talk about this, because people really need to know.
They do. And I recommend, if you really wanted to kind of tune into different aspects of this, some of the links I provided on the problem, and then there's some I provide on the solution. Some people can hear more about the problem right now than they can hear about the solution, and I haven't figured that out. But for some reason, there's a lot of people, all they do talk about on the Internet is the problems, and sometimes they only talk about one aspect of the problems. They don't talk about the cause behind the cause of the problems, which are things like the Illuminati and I refer to them as the former powers that be. But sooner or later, and I think it's going to come around to... the more people realize how systemic and serious the problems are, they're going to come around to some kind of divine solutions. And of course, if you read the context of the larger context of cosmic love, it brings it around to we have now, and this is the introductory message I have on the Cosmic Love webpage. If you have your speakers on, when you come to the website on the Cosmic Love homepage, you'll hear a message I have about the Internet. And I don't know if you've listened to that, but the real obvious solution is the evolution revolution with the computer Internet revolution that is really, like I said, unveiling not just the mysteries of time and space, but it's really unveiling a way to create an interaction. There's ways of interaction, the culture, social conscience, and our social networks. So we have all these social networks now, and the social network can be an education network, community. It can be a business community network. It can be, an economics network, people dealing with economics. But the idea can be like the community. Any community network can be like a town hall meeting, where people come together and share information. Well, the concept of an electronic upgrade of our horse and buggy legislative system, in our five core basic freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, government, freedoms of religion. These concepts applied to the Internet could be utilized, and I provide specific models and examples of that, to create basically a revolution in higher conscience. And this would be social conscience in our social networks, to where there is an accountability, you might say, of our institutions to the purpose for which they were created. In other words, there are models of holistic healing for definitive self-perfecting, database standards for the analysis, prevention, and treatment of disease, for the healing of holistic healing of of disease, but specifically for the prevention of disease, where we don't have to even treat them. And there's technologies, there's modalities, there's ways to do that. But of course, we never hear about that in the mainstream media because the major sponsors of the mainstream media are big pharma, pushing drugs for whatever ails you. People are waking up to that plot out of hell also. You know, now we've got a backwards disease care system that they call health care. It's all part of the economics of scarcity, where the value of scarcity that conceals waste and destroys abundance to maintain scarcity to keep prices, profits, and control high. And you have to laugh or you'd cry, you know what I mean? Hello?
Yes.
So I'm kind of going on my rant here, but there's other models of healing. There's the example of healing the healthcare system I just gave. There's, of course, all kinds of technologies of free energy. I mean, in Japan, I saw pictures of a car that gets like 100 miles per gallon for a gallon of water. You know, that uses super electrolysis, but you never hear about that in the United States. Of course, on the Internet, you can find these things, but the mainstream media suppresses it. But I've been reading about that technology for years.
Yeah. All right, thank you for your...
Oh, you're welcome, and you have a wonderful Christmas.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, anyone else would like to call in? Lines are open. I'll listen for the beeps a little more carefully. And we'd like to talk with anyone about this subject while I'm going through it. Otherwise, those who listened to my show before know that I tend to just keep talking. Usually when I have a guest on, there's more dialogue and I do more listening than talking. But I take turns with myself every once in a while. And that's why I began this this subject of the Manger Manifesto with kind of addressing the problem and moving from problem to solution. And this solution isn't well understood. The concept of unity conscience and a conscience convergence and a unity in our diversity and a new way of perceiving time, you know, the end of time as we have known it. This is an abstract concept to Western civilization because we're left-brain oriented. Western civilization thinks from left to right brain rather than right to left like Eastern Oriental civilization. Just like they read from the right to the left, we read from the our symbols and words and symbols of symbols from left to right, from left brain to right brain, and we're left brain dominant Western civilization. And this concept of right brain thinking is an abstract to the Western mind. And the right brain is more audio dominant, and the left brain is more visual dominant. And when you understand the psychology of physiology, the left brain and the right brain, this whole process of evolving unity conscience, which is more sometimes called spherical conscience or nonlinear conscience, whereas left brain is more duality conscience. Right brain is more non-duality. Left brain linear duality conscience is adverse to right brain spherical nonlinear conscience. Non-duality conscience of the right brain. And again, even that's abstract. A lot of people are coming to understand this left brain, right brain thing a lot better. And the linear logical left brain and the non-linear emotional right brain, which is more the feeling, thinking with your feelings. So I think we've got another caller. Hello? Hello?
No caller.
Oh, no caller. I just heard a beep.
Yes. We've got about 15 minutes till show wraps.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I got kind of lost in that last conversation. the information that I wanted to provide is in those links on the homepage of Cosmic Love, and you can read that at your probably get a lot more of it reading at your own speed. There's links, a lot of links there, a lot of meat that goes into this subject, explaining the understanding of how Western civilization is moving to a whole new perception of time, a way of thinking about everything from a more of a right brain perspective. Sometimes explained in terms of this is moving from a patriarchal, a left brain way of thinking to a more of a matriarchal, unconditional love way of thinking from the perspective of the right brain. So I hope you have a chance to look at those articles. You can always get in touch with your personal questions with my email address. Thank you for listening, and I'd like to thank the call-in listener for their further questions. So until the next show, right before Christmas, I hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas season, and here's to the reason for the season. So, blessings to all, and to all a wonderful season. Bye for now. Happy trails. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the Internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the Internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.